Bava Kamma Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kamma Bavli Daf Mem Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hof Aleph from a base on the seventh line, B'chol Atal. B'chol Atal at Machme B'mu'ud Mitam B'achad Machme B'tam Yetim Mi'b'mu'ud. The Gemara objects, everywhere you're more stringent about a mu'ud than a tam, here you're more stringent about a tam than a mu'ud. Without this drasha, you would obligate a tam, even though mu'ud is exempt. Elakinim anoshim she'inam miskavnin, chayovim shvorim she'inam miskavnin, peturim. Gemara says rather, we need uval ashor naki to exempt from demei vlados, because one might have thought that people who don't intend to kill the woman are obligated in demei vlados, and oxen that don't intend are exempt. And one might have thought that if oxen intended, they're liable. Uvalashor noki exempts from demei vlados. Tanya choren tani uvalashor noki noki medmei. You should say eved. Another brisa teaches uvalashor noki. This exempts from demei eved. Beleis ksiv v'chinatzu anoshim anoshim leishvorim. We don't need it for demei vlados because isn't it written in Shmoyis Chof Aleph Perek Chof Beis, Chi Yenatzu Anoshim, when people will fight, people are not oxen. Amr Chagai Kinim Asnisa Anoshim She'em Miskavnin Chayavim Shvorim She'em Miskavnin Paturim. Chagai says the Baisa means that one might have thought that people who don't intend to kill the woman are obligated in Demei Vlados, and oxen that don't intend are exempt. Chayim Hayu Miskavnin Yu Chayavim Amr Loima Ovelashor Noki Noki Medemei Shvei Eved. Might have thought that if oxen intended, they're liable. But Ashor Noki exempts from Dmei Eved. Veleis Ksiv Ki Yinatsu Ki Yerivun V'aloi Hi Mitzah Hi Meriva. Yimal Alon V'miskavin Askav Miskavin. The Gemara asks, well, isn't it written Ki Yinatsu and also Ki Yerivun in Shmoyis Chof Aleph Pasuk Yutches? Matzos and Meriva are the same thing. They both mean fighting. Just like there he intended if the victim died, the one who struck him was killed. Also here, one who aborted the fetus intended. Ma'akan v'she'inu miskavin, aflanam v'she'inu miskavin, and just like there he didn't intend for the one he struck. Also there he didn't intend, and he intended to kill someone else. Even so, he's killed this. Ma'ay kadoin, what's the conclusion? Ya'adam v'shmur v'rab Yitzchak, v'tchila inu v'dabe ele v'tam, v'kulei. The answer is like, v'shmur v'rab Yitzchak said, initially, the parasha discussed only a tam. Uminayin lenizke e'eved. What's the source to obligate for damage to a slave? Tam v'leima oy ben yigach oy vasigach v'im eved v'goyim. The answer is, the pasuk says, oy ben yigach oy vasigach v'im eved. The vav v'im eved equates the parasha. It's just like one is liable for damage to b'nei chayrin, also for damage to slaves. V'chir v'vava v'b'shmur v'v'v yitzhak chadama lo tehi tesefes yaseva ala ikar v'choran ama argued about this. One said that the addition in payment for damage cannot be greater than the ikar payment for killing him, meaning 30 shkolim. The other said that he pays all the damage even if it exceeds 30.